This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
If you have not yet had the opportunity and would like to participate in our Angel Tree outreach for Christmas, it'll be available in the back of the church. Well, right now it's in the front of the church. Chris Ellen's got it. And if you've never done this, these are ornaments that represent, for this is example, Dan Golick. He's looking for a large shirt, pants 36 times 30, underwear 36, sneakers shoe size 12. We have both adults and children, I believe, on here. So if it looks like sizes are out of whack for a child, there are adults on there as well. This is our outreach to the homeless and poverty-stricken community in Lake Worth, through Holy Redeemer Church, where we work with the food pantry up there. You take the angel, there is a thing to sign your name on, and then you buy corresponding Christmas gifts for that person. The details are in the bulletin as well. We provide gifts for, I believe it's now over 200 families through this program who otherwise probably wouldn't have anything for Christmas. So if you'd like to be a part of that as part of your own personal outreach, are you doing it afterwards? See Chris Ellen after the service and she'll get you signed up. Next weekend, our Daughters of the King are sponsoring our Advent Quiet Day. It's at the Duncan Center, which is the Episcopal Retreat Center located on Military Trail, just north of Linton Boulevard on the east side of the road. The details are in the bulletin as well. If you've never been to the Duncan Center, it's worthwhile just going to see the Duncan Center. It's a beautiful retreat center that belongs to our diocese. The daughters are sponsoring it, but it is for everybody. And the details about signing up are in the bulletin as well. So if you'd like to join us, you don't have to be a professional prayer person to enjoy this thing. I take you through guided meditations, and it's very directive. I'm sure you will appreciate the Christmas season more if you're able to join us for that. So please consider it. And lastly, the Episcopal Church women are having their annual Christmas luncheon tomorrow. So if you are a woman, you are thereby invited to the Episcopal Church Women's Luncheon tomorrow. And the good news is, because of the surplus of food from my dinner last night, you don't have to bring anything. We're just going to enjoy yesterday's food, the surplus, which was very good and very fun. And if you were going to bring cookies or your favorite dessert, you can go ahead and do that, because we're not going to try to make those souffles again. So just do that, and we'll have a grand old time. Thank you for being here. Let us worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
John the Baptist and all the prophets remind us that to receive peace, we must be prepared for it. We light this candle today to remind us that Christ is the Prince of Peace, the one promised from the beginning of the world. We thank you, God, for the hope you give us and for the peace you bestow.
Thank you. Morning. Would you all stand with me? We're going to just begin to worship our God. Before we do that, let's just have a quick word of prayer. Lord, we come to you this morning. God, we anticipate just being in your presence, Lord. We ask, Lord, that as we sing these songs, God, that they would reflect where our hearts are. And that, Lord, if there's something that has come between, you know, one or any of us this morning and hearing you and hearing your word, hearing your truth for our lives, God, I pray that that thing would be removed. God, would you just give us a good picture of who you are this morning as we worship you? Would you be exalted in this place? We pray this together in Christ's name. Amen. You guys can put your hands together if you want.
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. For he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise.
With a mighty hand.
With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. We sing praise. We sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. We sing praise to you. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. With us forever and ever, forever.
Let's sing from the rising.
From the rising to the setting sun. His love endures forever. And by the grace of God, we will carry on. His love endures forever. We sing praise. Sing praise. We sing praise. Oh, sing praise.
Forever.
Forever God is with us. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us, forever and ever, yeah. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong. Forever God is with us, forever and ever, forever.
If we could sing this out together, it just says, his love endures forever.
His love endures forever. His love endures forever.
You believe that?
His love endures forever.
His love endures.
His love endures forever.
We sing praise.
Sing praise. Oh, sing praise. We sing praise. Sing praise, sing praise. Forever you are faithful, forever you are strong, forever you are with us, forever and ever,
forever you.
Forever you are faithful. Oh, forever you are strong. Forever you are with us. Forever and ever. Forever.
Isn't that good to know? No matter where we are, no matter where we've been, we serve a faithful God. He's a God that's in control. He's been in control. What we saw in that video there, it said his word endures forever. And that's what we've come to know is true. Those of us that have a personal relationship with God, have that relationship with Christ, we understand what that looks like on a day-to-day basis. That we serve a very real, a very faithful, and a very strong God. Amen.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful. Your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in a desert place. Though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name.
Every blessing,
and every blessing you pour out, I'll return back to praise. And when the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Blessed be your name, God.
Blessed be your name. When the sun is shining down on me, world's all as it should be, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name.
Every blessing,
and every blessing out, I'll turn it back to praise. And when the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name, oh. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
You give and take away.
You give and take away. You give and take away. And my heart will choose to say, oh, blessed be your name, God. Well, you give and take away. You give and take away. And my heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
God, we sing these songs of praise to you this morning. We say, God, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, God. You are a good God, worthy of all praise in every season. You're worthy to be exalted and to be lifted on high. That's what we do this morning. We just say, worthy are you. Pray this together in Christ's name. Amen.
beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now, John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit."
Much more worthy than I know. I cannot imagine just how glorious you are. And I cannot begin to tell how deep the love you bring. Lord, my ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen. They've seen you, Lord, and you're worthy. Sound an anthem of your glorious name. Yes, we will. And we'll sing an anthem of your highest praise. And we'll sound an anthem of your glorious name. We'll sing an anthem. And we'll sing an anthem of your highest praise. And we'll sound an anthem of your glorious name. We'll sing an anthem of your highest praise. And we'll sound an anthem of your glorious name. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. You're worthy to be praised forever and a day. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Thank you.
'cause you're worthy. Sing it out. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy to be praised forever and a day. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy to be praised forever.
Gracious God, you truly are worthy to be praised, so we offer our hearts unto you. And we pray as we reflect upon the words of Mark's gospel, that we might prepare a place in our hearts for Christ to enter therein. For our hearts are truly restless until they rest in you. Amen. Please be seated. Morning. I would imagine that somewhere along the life of your own life, if you've been on the Christian journey for a while, you have experienced somewhere along the line the Christmas pageant that goes wrong. I know there's a book called The Greatest Christmas Pageant Ever that details everything going wrong. They even made a movie about it. And perhaps you've even experienced one. I happen to remember one that my wife did at our previous church, just like she does here, where Mary was up here with the doll, the baby Jesus, and the angel that was standing next to Mary decided that she wanted that doll, and a tug of war ensued, and the angel won. And hereby, the gospel story had to be written as the angel ran off with baby Jesus. You know, all of those times when the Christmas pageant goes awry probably give us more of an insight and a truth into what really happened that night than we would usually traditionally think. A baby on a bed of hay, I don't think Jesus was asleep. I bet you he was crying to the top of his lungs. Mary and Joseph in a barn, and all of these people show up, and they got nowhere to put them. I don't think it was that quiet sleep in heavenly peace as we might want to think about it. But that's not all bad. Because what we talk about on this second Sunday of Advent is the theme of peace. And it is the theme of peace as it is an aspect of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The peace that Jesus talks about that passes all understanding. The peace that even though the whole world might be going crazy and chaotic around us, in some way, in the inner part of our being, we are at peace. That's an amazing thing. When we look at this gospel we just heard, we're now in the year of Mark, and we just heard the first 8 verses in Mark's gospel. Now, in the context of Mark's gospel, he's the one who was the first one of the 4 evangelists to write a gospel, probably around the year 69-70. What was going on that time? There were different people who said that they were going to be the emperor, and they get into this tug of war, and there's murders going on, and there's false claims to the throne, and so forth and so on. And everything in the world is up for grabs. Even the price of oil is going crazy. Olive oil, that is. But everything in the world seemed to be up for grabs. Sound familiar? Now, wouldn't you think that Mark, who's going to start his gospel in the midst of all of that craziness, would give us that beautiful little nativity story and just kind of let us go, ah. He doesn't do that, does he? He starts the gospel. This is the good news of Jesus Christ. And boom, he's into this thing about some guys shouting, eating locusts and wild locusts of honey. Mark is very wise, because Mark is starting the gospel not with that traditional nativity story. He's starting in medias res, in the middle of things, because he wants us to see that this idea of peace has to do with what's going on inside of us while everything else around us is going crazy. That's the gift that he's given to us. And that is the gift of peace that we celebrate today. Now, last week when we talked about hope, I gave the illustration of the jack-in-the-box. If you were here, you might remember that. The experience of a child who gets that jack-in-the-box for the first time and they turn that crank, dun-da-da-da-da-da-dun, and they're there, and then that at the end of the song, the jack pops out of the box and that child jumps back, but then they get used to it, and then they start turning that crank, and after a while, they start giggling and laughing even before the jack comes out of the box. Why? Because they know what's coming. And it's a good illustration of Christian hope. We know what's coming. We should be joyful and glad and happy because we know in the end the victory is Jesus. Well, I haven't brought the blue bag in a while, so I thought I'd do it today. And I think a good illustration for our object of peace is one of these things. This is a spinning top for you young people. It used to be something that we used to get as Christmas presents. Can't find them too easy these days. But if you've ever seen a spinning top, and it's not going to work on top of my thing here. Here we go. It's like a merry-go-round. Now, I remember growing up, when I was a little tyke, my favorite ride at the amusement park that we went to for our church picnic was the merry-go-round. And I used to love to get on that exterior as far as you could horse because that's where you got the full effect of going around and around. You got that little funny feeling in your tummy. Well, my best friend was Johnny Schnorr, and Johnny hated the merry-go-round. I never knew why. Well, I figured it out. He was always sitting on the closest to the inside horse that he could. You weren't getting any of the experience that way. Well, think of this, just like that merry-go-round that used to be out on our play field out here. If that thing goes full speed and you try to jump on it, if somebody's got an arm or a leg that's sticking out, boy, are you going to go flying. But when you get into the middle of it, if you're there, just like the merry-go-round and the horse, if you're in the middle, you avoid a lot of that force going around, and you can stay centered. Now, here's where it becomes the illustration for our Christian life of peace. We get the inner peace if we stay centered. We get the inner peace if we stay in the center. And when we lose the center, it is very easy as you get to the exterior to get thrown off to God knows where, and it's very hard to get back on. Praise God that we can. But think of that in terms of what Christian peace really is about. It's not this sleep in heavenly peace idea. It is something that though everything else is whirling around us, we have a center, and it's Jesus. Now, how do we get there? Well, I think there's a few things that really would tempt us, would lead us to go away from that. Number one, I think a lot of times we find that our lives get uncontrollable. When things in our life are uncontrollable, we can just lose it. We can also find people in our lives who are unchangeable. I think we've all had people in our lives that we would like to change, and we can't do it. And we can be tempted to get all bent out of shape because that person can't change, that I can't change that person. And then thirdly, there are these situations that for us are unexplainable. A sudden illness, a loss of a job, something goes wrong in our lives and we can't explain it and we don't understand. And that can just force us to lose that whole thing. But when we stay centered, when Christ remains the center for us, that inner peace that he promises us can be ours. Now, how do we do that? Well, I think it's a question of surrender. Remember that gospel story we just heard? The one who comes after me is more powerful than I. Think of the significance of John saying that. His whole ministry and his livelihood are all these people coming out to see him. He's incredibly popular. It says all the people were coming to him. And yet, he doesn't sit back and say, look how good I am. He says, it's not about me. It's about Jesus. And by giving up that control and that power and letting God be in charge, it makes an incredible difference in his ministry and in his own life, an inner peace. The first reading that's assigned for today comes from Isaiah 40. It was depicted on the opening video we watched. Comfort, give comfort to my people. That word itself, comfort, comes from Latin, cum forte, with strength. The whole idea is not of the sleep in heavenly peace thing, that everything's just going fine. It's that though things around me are going crazy, I have strength, and thereby I have that inner peace that God gives to me. That's a great gift. And you know what? It is promised to us. It's an aspect of the fruit of the Spirit. If we don't have that inner peace right now, despite what's going on at the depths of our lives, something's amiss, because Jesus promises it to us. A lot of you know about my brother Mark, and we appreciate all the prayers that you have prayed over this past couple of years for him, and it's obvious that he will be paralyzed for the rest of his life now from the waist down. Well, 3 weeks ago, we went to St. Louis for a family wedding. Now, a family wedding in St. Louis is similar to a wedding here. It's not valid unless at the reception they play that song, Shout, towards the end of the reception. And everybody gets up, you know, you make me want to shout, lift my hands up. Well, the image that I was left with from that was incredible in this regard, with this centering idea. There we were all dancing around and jumping around the perimeter of the dance floor, and right in the middle of the dance floor is Mark in the wheelchair. And every time you raise your hands, there he is raising his hands, spinning his wheelchair around. What an inner peace that God has given him. The chaos in his body and the chaos in his life, he's let go the control and let God be in control. And it's a miracle that's happening. He hasn't been cured, but certainly there's been a healing that's taking place. That's amazing. There's a famous bishop in our church who was known that every night before he went to bed, his prayer to God was this: God, your church has many problems, and I'm going to bed. What a profound simplicity. We do what we can, but we can still have the inner, simple peace knowing God is in charge. Stay in the center. The merry-go-round of our lives can be incredible. We keep Jesus as the center. We'll enjoy the ride. Let's take that to prayer.
Please feel free to sit, stand, or kneel for the prayers of the people. Loving God, for creation, fragile and fascinating, for scripture, revealing your truth, for your forgiving love, we give you thanks. Bless and disturb us, God, with the vision of your kingdom. Shed light into our darkness. And as we voice our hopes to you now, may they strengthen us, reassure us, and move us.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We pray for those caught up in wars around the world, soldiers, refugees, and those who hold fast to the reasons for fighting. We pray for the homeless, excluded from what the rest of us are doing, cold, struggling to keep a hold of who they are. We pray for those who are ill, coping with pain and fearing the worst, and for health professionals who plan for the future. Pray for those people struggling in relationships, especially at this family time when the cracks are kept just below the surface. We pray now for the deepest hopes of our hearts. Of this world, a fragile child will come, yelling in the night for his mother, needing milk and clean linen. We pin our hopes on you, little baby, our God. Pushed out into the world through pain and into poverty, remind us, Lord, that it is not enough to love those we hold close. Open our hearts to extending your kind of compassion to all humanity. Let us learn to love as you have loved.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Jesus always loved those who were his own in the world, and he loved them to the very end. When the time came for him to offer his life for us, he gathered a table to celebrate the Passover meal for the last time with his friends. And at the meal, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks and praise to you, his Father. Then he broke the bread and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And then when the supper was ended, Jesus took a cup of wine. Again, he gave to you thanks and praise. He gave the cup to his friends and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Then after the meal, Jesus went out into the garden with his friends. And there, just as he had predicted, they all fell asleep while he was praying. When he was betrayed and arrested, they all deserted him and fled. But Jesus remained faithful. He remained faithful as he suffered and as he died. But on the third day, he was raised from the dead. He came to his disciples, not in anger, not mad, but he came offering them peace. That in the midst of their own scarred lives and in ours, his peace might reign in our hearts. And so we pray, just as we ask God to send his Holy Spirit upon this bread and wine, may the fruit of that same Holy Spirit continue to descend upon us, that we can receive in the depths of our hearts his peace that surpasses all understanding. And all this we ask through Jesus. For it is through him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. We pray in the words Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ, our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Freely give
the body of Christ.
I
Jesus, take me now.
We pause and give God thanks for the many blessings in our lives. I invite you to do so silently or aloud. Lord, be with us this day, within us to purify us, above us to draw us up, beneath us to sustain us, before us to lead us, behind us to restrain us, around us to protect us. We go forth with God's blessing. Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand. May the peace of the risen Lord be with you always.